This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, it's that time again. Once again, we are going to have us the weaponized woman. And joining me again for the weaponized woman is the weaponized woman, and her name is Keita Bussey. Good evening, young lady.
What's up, Bill? How are you?
I'm good. I was trying to pick a picture of you to make the thumbnail for the podcast when I put the podcast out on this later. And now you have to make me a promise.
Oh, shoot. I'm wearing pants. Hang on.
Well, no. It has nothing to do with pants.
Okay, now we're good.
You have to promise me never to ask me to race you.
What picture did you find?
I saw a picture of you running, and I mean, you've got like a stride. You've got the stride of a sprinter. And your thing is movement when shooting. So, I wouldn't mind taking your class, but as long as I don't have to run.
Well, I do occasionally take away the gun and race somebody if they're running like a pansy because there's a gun in their hand.
Oh.
I take it away and I say, okay, let's just race. Now pay attention to how you're moving, and then I give the gun back once they fix it.
I see. Well.
So as long as you can shoot and move, you're good.
I can ride a mean bicycle. So is there any room? Is there any room in your syllabus for me to be able to come to class with my road bike? And I'll guarantee you, I'll get from point A to B faster than anybody there.
Kind of like barrel racing, but with a bike.
Huh? Barrel racing?
Fun.
Yeah.
Kind of like
that.
Barrel racing, but with a bike instead of a horse.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I've come up with all manner of ways to carry a gun on a bike too. So I mean, you know. I could bring that with me. So anyway, you went out and you were in your first three-gun match here recently.
Yes. First one in the U.S. I did do sort of a three-gun match in the Philippines once, but it was totally different. The U.S. three-gun matches are, well, far more challenging, I would say.
Is it now? When you say far more challenging, is it because of the stages? Is it because of the competitors? Because I thought the Philippines was full of really good shooters.
It is. The way it's far more challenging is that they didn't have long distance rifles. It was PCC, which we talked about last time. So it's a really lightweight rifle that shoots 9mm ammunition, and that's what we shot in the Philippines. So this was something. It was a whole different animal shooting this match.
Now, you had to shoot what? You had to shoot the AR, you had to shoot a shotgun, and you had to shoot a pistol?
Yes.
What? Now, I know you're a competitor, but what is your normal discipline that you like to pursue?
Pistol.
So
I usually shoot USPSA production or limited, and it's, again, totally different animal from tree gun.
And Is this just because you want to expand your knowledge base, or why have you decided to branch out? I'm just curious.
Well, I think it's good to be able to pick up any gun and shoot it. I think that's a good skill to have, and that's some place that I was lacking. It also helps me with teaching movement because I've been getting more and more tree gunners in my class, and I wanted to have a better understanding. I mean, I can watch anyone move with any gun, and I can evaluate their movement for efficiency, but it makes it easier to explain if I've done it myself.
Right. So this is more of, is this more, could we say this is more your continuing education as an instructor?
Yes, but I also fell in love with it.
Oh, okay.
Incredible. I feel like any time I wasn't spending shooting three gun in my life has been time wasted because it was so much fun.
Well, does it sort of parallel what you try to teach your students when you're teaching movement?
It does, yeah. So with the pistol, we were running around, getting into awkward positions, shooting through ports from your knees on one side and then shifting across 180 degrees to the other side. This was interesting because it was actually a partner match. So Grant Flynn is a three gun shooter from Texas, and he sent me an email saying basically he didn't have a date for the prom. So
right.
You're supposed to have a partner who is either a female or a junior. So he invited me to come and be his teammate for this match because he didn't know any females or juniors who weren't already spoken for.
So where did you guys finish?
I'm sorry?
Where did you finish in the contest?
Right in the middle. We were around 30th or something like that.
Which, out of how many? 60?
50-something, yeah.
Well, that's not bad for your first time out.
Well, it was actually better than I thought it would be. We timed out on two of the stages, but we actually worked really well as a team, and our communication was very good, very intuitive. We were engaging a spinner with a long-distance rifle, and a spinner is where it has sort of like two plates that are connected by a steel center. It's kind of like a teeter-totter.
Yeah, it's popping side to side as you shoot it, right? It's on the right, you shoot it, it goes to the left, right?
Well, it's vertical, so
yeah.
You hit the bottom to get it to start.
Okay.
And then
okay.
You hit the top to get it to go the other way.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we got to a point where we both had a poorly timed shot at the same time and it brought it to a stop. So we had to start all over again.
Right.
And it was funny because we just fell into sort of this natural, cadence. He started shooting the top and I started shooting the bottom without even speaking. So that was kind of cool.
Well, might you guys be teaming up again?
Probably.
Yeah.
He was a fun teammate.
Well, I mean, if you got that instinctive sort of ESP thing going on.
Right.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
It was so weird watching our videos because we would each be picking up, sort of cleaning up each other's messes. So when he would leave steel behind, I would shoot them with my pistol. Or if I would forget something because I'm not used to shooting the three guns, he'd scream it out at me or let me know I'm hitting to the left with a long-distance rifle or whatever it may be.
Right.
We kind of picked up each other's pieces.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So we'll have to talk some more about that as time goes on. Now, when we get back, think about where we're going to go in the next segment, because you are the weaponized woman, and I will go where you lead, young lady. Keita Bussey, tell everybody how they find you.
180 Firearms Training on Facebook. You can see my class list under the events tab. I'm also Keita Bussey, KITABUSSE, on both Facebook and Instagram.
Soon to come, there will be the road bike gun handling class. I'll be the initial student. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Today is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and she has joined us again. Before, this is the shortest segment of the hour, Keita, so I wanted to ask you a question, because you train a lot of real-world people, don't you?
Yes.
So, do you have to occupy a space where you have situational reality, where the actual circumstances these guys find themselves in actually is going to dictate what they can or cannot carry? Can you even answer that?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Okay, so like, let's say that you existed in, and I'm almost certain this isn't true, but you exist in a world where you've got somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger in True Lies, and he's somewhere and he's wearing a tux. So do you have to be concerned with things like what he's wearing versus what he can carry with that, and how to be really effective with that?
Well, I think I know what you're saying. No, I typically don't train people in that, but I do tell them that whatever they're going to be wearing, they should train in, and they should be proficient with whatever firearm they're going to use in those situations.
Does that often dictate that they change what their normal weapon would be versus what they're going to carry or what they want to carry?
It does depend on what you're wearing. I mean, you don't want to be printing, obviously. So you're going to have something smaller if you're wearing a tux than if, you know, you're carrying in a backpack or something like that.
Well, When I met you at the NRA annual meeting, because I was moving around carrying all that filming equipment and everything, I didn't have the gun on me. I had it in my pack, and that's because I was moving around doing a lot of, yeah. So I mean, you have to when they come to you with the parameters that they're trying to figure out their mission and everything, do you look at that, or are you just out there just to teach them one particular skill set?
I teach one particular skill set. Usually they already know what weapon they're going to be using in different situations.
Now, I've always wanted to ask somebody this, and I think you can answer this without going too deep into some of the stuff. There's going to be some stuff that I ask Keita, and one day when we finally do meet, she's going to be like, "Bill, so nice to meet you." Then she's going to snap my neck because I was getting too close. I was getting too close to stuff. So, do most of these, which is the predominant sidearm that most of these high-speed units carry? Is it striker-fired or hammer-fired?
Usually striker-fired.
Really?
Because it's so much simpler. Well, it depends on the guy. It really comes down to personal preference.
Now, you carry a Tanfoglio.
Tanfoglio, yes.
I'm presuming that it's one of the hammer-fired ones. It looks like a CZ.
It is, yes. Yeah, CZs are very popular, too.
Yes, they are.
I don't know. It really depends on the person. It's personal preference, you know? But a lot of the guys who are playing around in the dirt tend to like more striker-fired, just because they can throw them around in the dirt and step on them, and they're still going to work.
That's the most interesting thing I find in the modern era, because when I was in the military, first of all, we didn't have sidearms. I didn't get a sidearm until I became a 60 gunner. And then I got a 45. And then this was even after we started fielding the Beretta.
You did it yourself. They don't use the 60s anymore.
I know. But let me tell you something. The 60 was a very bad boy in its day. But
that was my favorite, actually.
Yeah. The whole thing, though, was that when we dropped our weapon, we cleaned them religiously. We didn't get out there and say, you know, I think I'm going to take this 45 that was made by Ithaca back pre-World War II and bury it and see if it works. Because we were pretty sure it wasn't going to work.
Right.
What we said instead is, I'm going to protect this gun with my life, because if something does happen, my life's going to depend upon it.
Yes.
So has the nature of the mission changed so much that these guys are rolling around in the mud now?
It's not so much rolling around in the mud. There's just a lot of dirt in the air. I don't know if you've ever been in a sandstorm, but...
Never been in a sandstorm.
Moving parts do not do well in a sandstorm.
Gotcha. I had not thought about a sandstorm. I've been in a snowstorm. I've been in mud. I've been in dirt. I've been in dust. I've never been in a sandstorm.
And lots you of keep it covered the best you can, but the sand gets everywhere.
Yeah. But I would think that would actually be more of an issue with the long gun than it would be the sidearm. Or is it just an issue just everywhere around just because it gets into everything?
It does get into everything, yeah.
Anyway, so that has always interested me, because are they looking for something that's compact, or are they looking for a duty sized gun when they're carrying it, or does it matter, or is it all based upon what their unit is prescribing to them?
It depends on the unit, really. If it's a more specialized unit, they have more freedom to choose what they want to shoot, and it's all personal preference. If they're not, I mean, if it's just GI, then they get what they get.
Right. That's why I have to date myself, because I was just GI, and I got what I got. So, anyway. And we'll cover this the next time, unless you have something you want to bring up. But this is just stuff. Since you train this way, I'm very interested in asking you this stuff. I can ask a bunch of people this stuff, but they don't travel and do the kind of training that you're doing right now. So that's what I want to ask you. Once again, tell everybody how they can find you, how they can look at your schedule, and just try to book a class with you. And if you don't already have one, you need to go get your road bike now. Go ahead.
180 Firearms Training on Facebook. I'm also Kita Busse, KitaBusse on both Facebook and Instagram. You can email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Okay. When we get back a little more on self-defense, I want to go into concealed carry and everything with you, not from necessarily the standpoint of a woman, but just the standpoint of being operational, what you find to be most effective. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House panel is recommending that Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of Congress. The committee vote fell along party lines at 24 to 15, and Democrats have been demanding more documents from Barr and Rose over a growing dispute over a planned citizenship question on the 2020 census. Regarding that question, though, President Trump spoke at the White House and says,
I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon. I think when a census goes out, you should find out whether or not, and you have the right to ask whether or not somebody is a citizen of the United States. Okay.
Stanford's former sailing coach is the first to be sentenced in the massive college admission scandal. The coach admitted to taking more than $600,000 in bribes to get students into college programs. The coach was sentenced to a symbolic day in prison. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. It is the weaponized woman, and I am talking to Keita Bussey this evening. And how do you carry a gun?
What kind of gun are you talking about?
Your concealed carry weapon.
Well, I carry appendix mostly because I don't have anything down there to shoot off.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of guys that carry appendix as well, and that's not their story. But now, as far as appendix carry is concerned, now I have a very definite, if you're the right body type, I don't see any faster means of presenting a weapon to somebody in a draw. So I see why somebody would want to carry appendix, but my next question becomes, what is the weapon that you carry appendix?
I have a SIG P365 because I have a very small frame, and it's a tiny gun that carries a lot of rounds for its
right.
size. It's very, carrying an appendix is very close to how I draw a gun in competition. I'm used to drawing from my hip, and moving my hand a little bit forward is very close in comparison and easy for me to do naturally.
Hmm. So do you think the proto or the stereotypical carry gun today should be one of these little guns that they are, you know, the M&P Shield, the 43, the 365, that type of gun? Is that what most people should be carrying nowadays just because of its size or because you can carry it all the time? Or, you know, the thing behind a 365 is because you can carry it 365 days a year, right? Because it's so easy to carry.
Well, I think it depends on what you're doing, where you're going, what you're wearing.
Right.
So if you can carry something bigger or carry more than one gun, I mean, the more the merrier. But I think carrying a small gun is better than not carrying any gun.
Right. So would you rather carry a double stack and put it at 3 o'clock if you can?
I feel a lot more comfortable with a double stack.
Right.
But carrying it presents problems for me with my frame without printing, especially being a female. Our clothes are typically not very loose and baggy.
Akita is not tall like a volleyball player, but she is tall. And what for you to actually carry on your hip, I would think that you would, the only way for you to pull that off would be like to wear a caftan or something probably very big, very baggy, and not something you normally wear.
Exactly.
Which would sort of tell in the way you move around in it, and you're looking like, wow, I really don't even like this place. I don't like this shirt. I don't like this. So I could see where you would, yeah.
And what I have done in the past is have a concealed carry backpack and carry the 365 on my person. Now, it's not ideal to have a gun off your body because it can be removed from your possession. But, I mean, if something were really to go down, you would want to have more than just 13 rounds.
Right. That's always my thing, you know. That's always my thing. Like, when I went out today, I had to go out today and do a bunch of media stuff. I had to go to a radio station. I was in a meeting and everything else. And I'm carrying a Glock 19 size pistol. And my problem is that I like carrying reloads, but then I'm like, am I carrying enough?
Yeah.
Is one magazine enough? Is two magazines too many? You know, that kind of thing. I carry two magazines today just because I just like to think I'm carrying a box of ammo. But even then, I'm a little concerned that that's not enough.
You can never have too much, but it has to be a balance between what you can carry and move around with.
And hide.
You might need it. Yeah, and hide. You don't want to make yourself a target because
right.
If somebody spots that, you're the first to go.
Well, and the other thing is that the thing that I have in my favor is that when you're a radio guy, you can dress like a slob. Nobody's expecting you to dress to the nines because nobody sees you, right? Nobody sees you. So there's no preconceived notion of what you're supposed to be. And in my, I think everybody just presumes I'm carrying a gun if they see me, which is probably a good presumption to make. But what is the least effective way to carry concealed that you know of?
Least effective. Well, I know there have been a lot of injuries from and deaths from the flashbang. But that being said, there are a lot of women that's the only place they can carry and conceal the firearm.
What do you think of small? What do you think
I'm
of small
sure
of the back
how
carry?
I feel about that. What was
yeah.
that?
What do you think of small of the back?
I don't know. It's harder to draw from. It takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the gun in front of me than in back of me.
Well, me too. But at the same time, when it comes to hiding the gun, right? And being
yeah.
able, I had scoliosis before they had the word. So I didn't get treated for that. You can't imagine what kind of ordnance I can hide in the small of my back. I mean, I mean, just an arms room can go back there. And for that reason, for me, sometimes I think of that as the best way for me to carry in all situations, and that way I can carry a bigger gun. That's the other part of it too. I can carry a bigger gun that way, and with the shirts and the way they drape and everything else, that just works out pretty good. But every instructor I come up against, when I tell them I want to carry that way, they're like, "Don't do it."
I am a firm believer in personal preference, and everybody's body is different, and something that works for you might not work for other people. As long as you can be proficient with that and it doesn't present any problems for you, then I don't see why not.
Well, I mean, I live in a relative world, and in my we'll have to talk about this in the next segment. We're running out of time, but we will talk about this in the next segment. But in my relative world, there's a couple of constants that I have to overcome that maybe others might not. And I'll run them across you, and you tell me what you think about it. Once again, if you would, tell them how they can find you on social media and such.
180 Firearms Training on Facebook. You can see my class list under the events tab. I'm Kita Busse, KITABUSSE on Facebook and Instagram. And my email is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
That's where you can find all the stuff. I'm presuming that there's some schedules there of your classes there as well.
Yes, under the events tab on the 180 Firearms Training page.
We'll be right back talking to Kita Busse. This is the Weaponized Woman, and this is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey, fresh off of her first three-gun match where they just grabbed her as an afterthought. She turned out and started beating half of the field.
Yeah, I actually had to borrow guns to shoot this match. I had a F1 rifle and a Benelli shotgun. And my roommates taught me how to do quad loads the night before the match. And after going through pictures of the match, I discovered that I clench my butt cheeks when I do quad loads.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So back to the small of the back carry, or any of these other things about carry that certain people tell me. I'm 58 years old. I'm fairly agile for my age, and if I can hit you a couple of good shots before you hit me back, I'm probably going to put you to sleep, right? But the reality is that my days of being a hand to hand combat exponent are over for the most part. My days of being Jackie Chan like in my movement and my footwork are sort of gone. That kind of thing. And so for me, like if I'm carrying in the small of the back, the thing I get told is that, well, if you get knocked on your back, it's gonna hurt. Well, I don't care where I'm carrying a gun now at nearly 60 years of age. If I get knocked anywhere on my side, my back, my knees, whatever, it's all gonna hurt. But the one thing that nobody ever seems to take into consideration when they're giving me this advice is that I have drawn a gun twice in self-defense situations, and I couldn't tell you how I felt either time because of the adrenaline dump that was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have heard horror stories from people about falling and landing on their gun on the small of their back and actually injuring their spine.
Well, yeah, but I mean, my spine, I've got bigger fish to fry. I've got a divot in my chest that could come apart if I land the wrong way that way. So landing on my back might actually prolong my life. Plus, if I break my tailbone because somebody knocks me there and it's because of my gun, I'm probably going to come up really angry with the adrenaline dump.
Right. I mean, yeah, it could be uncomfortable, but it's better than not carrying at all.
Yep. Well, I just like it because I just like it because I can carry a bigger gun that way. And the thing about a bigger gun, every time I've had to draw a weapon, I always carried a full-size Glock 22. And I think the psychological effect is advantageous because when they see that, they run away and I don't have to shoot them. Huh?
Yeah.
Nowadays, I have one company here called Ace Firearms, and I have them finish my guns in the most wild, loud finishes I can. The gun I was carrying today is painted white and red, with the red is blood spatters, and it's got Japanese pictographs all over it about Miyamoto Musashi and all this other stuff. And if I pull that gun out and nobody notices that, then a blind guy is trying to rob me. So, and I'm counting on the psychological effect of that gun.
Right.
So.
Stop them in their tracks before
right.
You have to do anything.
Right. I just want them to run away. Now, in the same vein, if I pull that and they take one more step towards me after I pull that gun, they're plainly crazy, and they deserve everything I'm about to give them. Which is
well,
probably going to be measured
gun in the first place, then that's probably already the case.
Yeah, that's going to be. Well, I mean, the two times I drew a gun, one was a guy that broke the window of my truck, my delivery truck, and then was coming at me. And the other one climbed in my delivery truck and was leaning to me, telling me what he was going to do to me if I didn't give him a ride. And I threw on the dome light, and he's eyeball to barrel.
Huh.
And I just, you know. After that, I had the shakes and everything else and everything that comes along with those kind of things. But, you know, that's all beside the point. I did not have a lucky strike afterwards. So. Anyway. Anyway. So, now, you were talking about, and let's give a little preview. We got a little bit of time here, but let's do a little preview of the next weaponized woman, which I don't even know when that's going to be. So, but you want to talk about just going to the range and what happens when you go to the range. Where are you based out of?
I live in Wisconsin, but I teach all over the world.
Do you actually have a one place that is the keto base that you teach, or are you just so mobile that you just go where the class takes you?
I go where the class takes me.
Gotcha.
I have particular ranges that I tend to go to repeatedly around the world. After I work with a range, I usually know whether or not I want to work with them again, and
right.
Then I keep coming back to those same ones. And I have different ones in different regions of the country and of the world.
Well, the next time Keita shows up, she's going to bring some people from a range, I think, to as her guest to talk about this kind of stuff and everything. Is there such a degree of difference in ranges to where you go to one, you're like, I can't believe I'm here, and others where you're like, I'm home?
Yeah. Well, and really the attitudes of the range owners are a big part of it, too. There are some that are just after money, and then there are some who just love the sports and love firearms and shooting and want everyone to have a good time. And they're not trying to swindle anyone. So, of course, those are the ones that I like to frequent. It's just a more enjoyable experience.
I can see where that would be the case. I can see where that would be the case because I've never been in that predicament, but if I went somewhere and somebody had made me travel to a place, first of all, I hate flying. I can't stand flying in a plane. Not because I'm afraid. I just can't stand airlines. If I had a way to get on a plane, and as soon as I got on the plane, everybody else was on the plane, and they didn't overbook the plane. None of that nonsense. I would go. But by the time I fly somewhere, if I get there and I'm like, well, I'm here, and I'm looking at the pictures here, and this is a mud hole, and you guys are showing something that looks like a golf course with targets, I'm unimpressed. That would anger me.
I'm totally fine with a mud hole as long as the people are cool.
Oh, okay. Well, I can see.
And as long as, they have the equipment that I need, I'm not too picky. It's when they run into issues where all of us instructors talk. If I know that you gave a certain price to a male instructor, and then as a female instructor, you're going to double or triple the price for me, that's the kind of thing I have an issue with.
Well, another thing I want to talk about next time you come on, I've looked at some of your YouTube videos, and I'm going to tell you one thing that you do that I don't see too many people doing is you actually emphasize footwork when setting up the shoot, which that idea just makes the whole gunfighting as another martial art thing just another real thing for me. So I want to talk about that as well, as much as we can talk about a YouTube channel on radio. But so when might you be back?
I can do this again next week.
Okay.
I'll be home for 2 weeks, and then I take off for Australia.
Well, we better get this done in the next 2 weeks then, because I already got somebody calling in next hour from Australia. I know the pitfalls of trying to make that happen. So.
Yes.
Keita Bussey, one more time before we run out of time, tell them how to find you, please.
180 Firearms Training on Facebook. The classes are listed under the events tab. You can email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. And also Keita Bussey, KITABUSSE on both Facebook and Instagram.
Aren't you in Recoil Magazine this month, too?
I am.
Go check it.
Recoil Concealment.
There you go. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Bill.
Another hour three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.